There may be a few people here who've heard me talk before in Carlton, so if there's a slight element of repetition, forgive me. There's a big problem when you regularly give lectures that you want each one to be completely new, and at the same time realize that if you totally erase it each time, very important issues will not be addressed the next time you speak. But I think it's all pretty new. I'm not going to try and sell you my book this evening, though you can buy it at 1,300 pages. That's bad enough. When I was last in Carlton, I'd reached about 750 and thought it was about to end, but it went on and on, like the Middle East, an unending story. Sometimes people say to me, why do you carry on? And the answer is, well, working in the Middle East and writing about the Middle East is a bit like being reading a great book at night in bed and saying, well, just one more chapter, just one more chapter. And it gets to 12 o'clock and I'll just finish this chapter. And after a while, you keep on going and suddenly you see dawn between the curtains. And that's what it was a bit like, actually. That's what it's like covering the Middle East. That's why I don't leave it. I want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I'd have to say, and I don't laugh anymore very much about the Middle East, I feel very depressed about the future. Completing my book and publishing it was not the glorious occasion I would have liked to have been. It was a very distressing experience to write it. After one particular incident, which had its amusing moments in the 1980-88 Gulf War, in which John Snow, a British television reporter, who